Good morning, guys. Let's go ahead and have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you once again for another day. Thank you for the new blessings that we've received so far this day and the blessings that are in store for us later. Pray now as we spend a little bit of time with you, learning a little bit more about you. I just pray that you would fill this place with your Holy Spirit, give us guidance and understanding. Pray all these things in Jesus' name. I'm going to just move this. In 1961, the Townsend family moved to work with Mr. George Mueller. Now, some of you might be familiar with who George Mueller is. He was an incredibly inspiring man, basically because of his walk with the Lord. He was known for his prayer life. Anyways, the Townsend family moved to work with Mr. Mueller, and they had a daughter named Abigail. She was 3 years old, and she just adored Mr. Mueller. She just loved spending time with him, hanging out with him. She's only 3 years old. Don't know exactly what inspired her the most about him, but one day she came in to his office, and she got up on his lap, and she recited the words of Jesus, and she said, "What things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." Now, Abby, Mr. Mueller asked, "What is it that you want to ask God for?" And she said, "Some wool." 3-year-old, I don't know what she wanted wool for, but she said, "I want some wool." And so he said, "Recite after me." He said, "Dear God, please send Abby some wool." When she got done reciting the prayer, she hopped off his lap and went off into the garden to play. But then all of a sudden she comes running back in and she says, "I forgot something, I want to pray again." And he said, not now, dear, I'm really busy. And she said, "No, but I forgot to tell God what color I wanted." And he said, "You're right." He said, "Be definite, my child. Be specific with the Lord. Tell him what color and what kind of wool you want." And so she got back up on his knees and she prayed again. She said, "Please, God, send me some variegated wool." Well, she couldn't pronounce variegated wool, but it basically meant multicolored. She wanted spotted wool. And the next day, she received a package in the mail from her Sunday school teacher. And it was an early birthday present, and what was in there was variegated wool. In this story, you see a little girl. She doesn't know a whole lot. She's only 3 years old, hasn't had a very long life yet, and yet she knows that there's something about the way that God answered Mr. Mueller's prayers, and she wanted that for herself too. This morning, I'm going to read to you a couple of quotes. I told you guys yesterday I was going to share with you guys a different aspect of prayer every morning, and this morning I'm going to share with you a couple of quotes from the same book, Steps to Christ, same chapter, The Privilege of Prayer, and so listen carefully to this. It says, "Our Heavenly Father waits to bestow upon us the fullness of His blessing. It is our privilege to drink largely at the fountain of boundless love. What a wonder it is that we pray so little. God is ready and willing to hear the sincere prayer of the humblest of His children, and yet there is much manifest reluctance on our part to make known our wants to God." Reluctance is a word we heard a lot about yesterday. Reluctance on our part to make known our wants to God. "What can the angels of heaven think of poor helpless human beings who are subject to temptation when God's heart of infinite love yearns towards them, ready to give them more than they can ask or think? And yet they pray so little and have so little faith." The angels love to bow before God. They love to be near to Him. They regard communion with God as their highest joy. And yet, the children of earth who need so much the help that God only can give seem satisfied to walk without the light of the Spirit, the companionship of His presence. One more quote here. It's 6 pages later on page 100. It says, "Keep your wants, your joys, your sorrows, your cares, and your fears before God. You cannot burden Him. You cannot weary Him. He who numbers the hairs of your head is not indifferent to the wants of His children. The Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy," James 5:11. "His heart of love is touched by our sorrows and even by our utterances of them. Take to Him everything that perplexes the mind. Nothing is too great for Him to bear. For He holds up worlds. He rules over all the affairs of the universe. Nothing that in any way concerns our peace is too small for Him to notice. There's no chapter in our experience too dark for Him to read, and there's no perplexity too difficult for Him to unravel. No calamity can befall the least of His children. No anxiety harass the soul. No joy cheer. No sincere prayer escape the lips of which our Heavenly Father is unobservant or in which He takes no immediate interest." End of quote. For some of you, this may sound elementary to you. Maybe you've grown up hearing, yeah, the Lord cares about the little things and he cares about the big things, and pour your heart out to God. Maybe that's elementary for you. Maybe it's kind of cliche for you to hear that over and over again. Maybe some of you haven't heard that before. Maybe you haven't seen that aspect of God before. Or maybe you're like me, who knows it theoretically, but often forgets how much God takes an intense interest of your life. I think pouring out your heart to the Lord is really, really important, guys, because yes, God already knows these things. He already knows your wants, he knows your joys, he knows your faults, he knows your fears. Yes, he knows all of this, but there's nothing that makes God more happy than to listen to you talk to him, to listen to you pour out your heart to him. You know, we have a lot of friends in this world, and I think probably for women, it's probably a little bit easier to pour out their heart to God than it is for men. And I'm just making a speculation here. I'm not going to show you a bunch of research as to why I think this. I'm just speculating here. Men think typically in a ladder style, or maybe you think in boxes if you're afraid of heights. But you think in a ladder style, where you think one thing after the other. You have an organized way of thinking, a logical way of thinking. You don't typically get really emotional about things unless something's just incredibly amazing. Maybe you, one day, when you guys get engaged, you'll be so excited you just have to tell everyone in town. Or if something's like really tragic at work, maybe you have to lash out at someone. So you don't usually get emotional as much. Women, on the other hand, we'll go to lunch with our best girlfriend, and we'll sit there and we'll just talk. We'll talk about everything. We'll bring up a story, and then we'll get sidetracked on that story because we forgot to tell them another story, and then that'll launch us back into the first story, but we forgot to tell the rest of the second story, and then your other friend remembers a story that they forgot to tell you, and then it just keeps going. So we kind of think in a spaghetti style. We never really finish our stories, not usually. But we don't mind that because we love sharing. We love pouring our hearts out to our best friends because that's just something that we need. That's something that we enjoy. But when it comes to praying with the Lord, guys, it doesn't matter who you are. Pouring your heart out to God, he cares for the little things and the big things. And there's never once is there a time where God is going to look at you and say, look, kid, your time's up. I've had enough of your problems. I got to go talk to someone else. Deal with it yourself. I'll be back later. Not once is he going to tell you that he doesn't have time to hear you. Instead, he can listen to you. He can listen to one person over here while he's listening to someone over here, and someone over here is pouring their heart, and someone over here is pouring their heart, and yet he can listen to you with 100% undivided attention. I mean, you think that you have best friends who can listen to you. You think that's great. But God, he never gets tired. He never tires of hearing you. And he'll just listen to you with that 100% adoration and dedication to you. And if that's not amazing, I don't know what is. It's something that I often forget, and I think a lot of us forget. But we are to be reminded daily that there's nothing that he underestimates or finds too small, and there's nothing too large. There's just like that chapter, the quote says that there is no chapter in our experience too dark for him to read. There's no perplexity too difficult for him to unravel. And nothing can bypass him. So I would challenge you guys to learn to pray to the Lord and pour out your heart to him. Because not only does he listen, guys, I mean, guys in general, typically, that's the other thing. You guys are fix-it people. And so when, say, some girl comes to talk to you and she just kind of pours out what just happened in her day, you're thinking, okay, what can I do to fix it? Like, how do you fix this? And sometimes women, they don't really want to fix it. They just want you to listen. Just shut up and listen. But God, when he listens to us, he knows when we just need to be talked to, when we just need to be heard. And sometimes he knows how to show us to fix our problems because he sees it better than anybody else. Turn with me really quickly to Genesis chapter 18. We're closing here in just a minute. Genesis chapter 18, verse 14. How many of you brought your Bibles this morning? Raise them up. Okay, good. I'm proud of you guys. For those of you who didn't, I'm going to tell the cafeteria not to give you lunch today. Just kidding. Bring your Bibles tomorrow, though, guys. I'm serious. Bring in your Bible to worship. Bring it tonight as well. It's important. When we come to the house of the Lord, this is his letter to you. And so bring your Bibles every morning and every evening. You will need them. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 18, verse 14. Before I read that, though, let me back up here in the story. At this time, Abraham and Sarah, they're at home. And Sarah's inside cooking some meal because a couple of guys have come over to the house. Well, these guys are not just ordinary guys, they're angels, and they're talking to Abraham outside. Well, Sarah's listening through the screen door as these two men tell Abraham, at this time next year, your wife will be with child. And Sarah's listening on the inside thinking, say what? I'm like almost 100 years old. Like, since when do you hear of, you know, some like 98-year-old having a child? Not very often. So she finds this funny. But in verse 14, you find the angels weren't laughing. They said, is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Is anything too hard for the Lord, guys? No. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. I'm going to share with you one final story before we close. During the Korean War, on the battlefield of Heartbreak Ridge, there was a man out on the battlefield. He was in war. But 50 yards back, there was a group of his buddies in the foxhole. And all of a sudden, the man on the battlefield was shot by sniper fire. And those of you who don't know what sniper fire is, it's basically an extremely well-trained soldier who can shoot from an extreme distance with extreme precision. So basically, he's really good at what he does. And he knows how the bullet is going to hit the person that he's aiming at. So basically, he can see you, you can't see him. So the soldier is shot, and the buddies back in the foxhole hear him yelling for help. But they're thinking, look, if we go out to try to get him, there's no way that we're going to make it back alive. Neither one of us are going to be alive. And so they sat there trying to decide what to do. And all of a sudden, one of the buddies looks intensely at his watch. He just stares at his watch. He doesn't look up for anything. And the rest of the buddies are like, what are you doing? And he didn't answer. He just remained silent and stared at his watch. And all of a sudden, without warning, he jumps out of the hole. He goes over to his buddy who's wounded. He grabs him by the nape of the collar, and he pulls him back, and he crawls back into the hole. And amazingly, neither one of them were shot during that time. They made it back to the foxhole without any more bullet penetration. Later on, when the ambush had quieted down, when the fire had quieted down, the man who had saved his friend was asked, what made you wait so long to get out of the hole and go save him? And he said, well, he said, my mom told me that every day at the same time she would be praying for me. And it just so happened that exactly the time that I looked at my watch was the exact time that she was going to start praying for me. And that's when I jumped out of the hole. Guys, God cares for everything in your life, whether it's small or big. He cares for every crevice of your life. And in times when you forget, pray to ask him to remind you, because there's no one in this world that cares more for you. There's no one who, there are times in your life when you're going to go through life without a friend to talk to. You're not going to have anyone to share your joys, your fears, your accomplishments, your problems. There's no one to listen. There are times like that in life. But he remains faithful. Whether you turn on him or not, he remains faithful. He's still sitting there waiting for you to talk to him. So I challenge you guys to pour out your hearts to God because he legitimately cares. At this time, we are going to break up into groups to pray, but we're doing something different today. I did notice yesterday that there were some of you who probably didn't really want to be here, and that's okay, but I've gotten permission ahead of time. For those who don't want to pray, stay and pray. Those who it's not really your thing. You're free to go to lunch. The cafeteria knows that you guys are coming, that some may come. But for those of you who want to remain, who want to take it seriously, who want to pray, you can come up to the front. But for those who, you know, something's keeping you or you need to get to lunch faster, you just don't want to be here, you're free to go. So at this time, those who want to go, you can leave, and those who want to stay, come up to the front. And I will explain the directions. Oh, and guys, that also includes the leaders that participated yesterday. You guys are off the hook too as well. If you'd like to go, you are free to go as well. Let's keep it quiet in here on your way out. If you want to leave, you can quietly leave. And for those who want to stay, let's remain quiet, because we are in the house of God. So let's keep it quiet. But those who wanted to stay, for those who can the leaders who remained, can you raise your hands for me? Okay, praise the Lord. For those of you who are leaders, find a spot in the church like you did yesterday, and people find a group leader once again, And what we're going to do today is I believe Chelsea was going to put on the PowerPoint what I do for you guys every day in leading out. She's going to put up this is basically the lead sheet to remind you of what order we're praying in. And for the leaders today, surprise, I'm going to have you guys lead out your groups today. The reason why I put that up there so that you kind of remember it's not a whole lot that you have to say. Remember, guys, this is popcorn prayer. For those who are not praying, during the time that you're not praying, remain quiet and reverent because there are people in your group that want to say some things, but if you're cutting up, they can't say anything and they may feel awkward. So let's remain quiet in our groups unless you're ready to speak. And this will be your lead sheet. So at this time, leaders find a spot and the rest of the people find a group leader. And group leaders, you guys can go ahead and lead out. We're not doing the songs today. And you can pray as long or as little as you want. This time is yours. Whenever you guys are done, you guys can leave for lunch. And yes, have a good prayer time.